the rest of the story. The little girl in the next bed was gravely ill. Maria knew that. But because Maria Delourde-Vierre, aged 9, had not yet lost any battles in her young life, she was utterly unprepared for what happened that terrible day in 1954. Generally speaking, the nurses in the children's polio ward at Cedars of Lebanon Hospital wore cheerful expressions. They knew the importance of a positive facade to the young patients, many of whom were otherwise virtually hopeless. In any case, as the condition of the child in the next bed continued to deteriorate, it became increasingly difficult for the nurses and the doctors to make happy faces, and little Maria noticed this, at first with objective curiosity, eventually with dread. And then one morning, when Maria awakened and looked over at the little girl, she was lying utterly still. The anguish was gone from her tiny face, but so was life. After long moments of staring, Maria realized what had happened. And then she screamed. Medical personnel converged. One nurse was crying. Maria was overcome by panic. She had polio also. Was this to become her fate as well? Her wild eyes darted about the ward. Everywhere were iron lungs and ailing children. They were all in the same path, Maria reasoned, and now she knew where it ended, how many of them could turn back before it was too late. Mother tried as best she could to reassure Maria when she arrived that afternoon for her daily visit, but comforting her daughter, always difficult, at the doctor-prescribed distance, was now more so than ever. "Am I going to die?" the child kept asking over and over, and Mother said, "Of course not, of course not." But then Mother had lied to Maria before, like when the little girl had wrapped up her toys before going to the hospital and had distributed those among her brothers and sisters. The toys, due to the risk of contagion, had to be burned, and yet Mother had not told Maria. The truth was, polio, as well as a crippler, was still a killer in those days, and nobody could honestly assure Maria that she would survive. When she was diagnosed, her entire family had to be evacuated from their home. Everything Maria had played with was promptly destroyed. There was nothing left to do now but to give the child the best medical care available and then to pray. And both they did. And as it turned out, the prayers were answered. Not only did Maria recover, but to this day, the only remnant of that frightening episode in her life is a barely perceptible weakness in her left shoulder. I said the only remnant, but there is one other. For Maria matured with a profound sensitivity toward physically challenged children. She even adopted one 15 years ago. In fact, Maria's empathy for all children may be traced to that lonely, scary time in her own childhood, that interminable year when loved ones were allowed only so close and youth was no match for mortality. For 3 decades... the world has known Maria as a prodigiously talented actress. But now you have met the frightened little girl who conquered polio, Maria Delourde-Vierre Farrow. The actress, Mia Farrow. And now you know the rest of the story.